Hello, my name is Thomas Strickland. I would like to welcome you to podcast number 6 for the North Fulton Drama Club. This is our cast podcast. So sit back, relax, and get to know the cast from Twelfth Night.
My name is Patrick Lundy. I'm working on Shakespeare's Twelfth Night with the North Fulton Drama Club, and I'll be playing the Dread Pirate Antonio. And I guess the main reason why I auditioned is because I love doing comedy. Shakespeare is something relatively new to me, and it's something I've really enjoyed so far. Working outside is rather interesting comparing to working on the stage, because you have to learn to project a lot more, which helps if you've been in a choir, among other things.
My name is Eileen Miller, and I'm playing Viola. This is my second production now with NFDC, and obviously I came back to audition, so I must enjoy it a bit. It's very cool. I've never done Shakespeare before Love's Labour's Lost, but I've always enjoyed reading Shakespeare, and performing it is just all the cooler because you gain a much deeper understanding, and finding the humor in his comedies and getting laughs with Shakespeare, I don't know, in some ways it seems like a bit more of a challenge. You get more of a sense of accomplishment from it because, well, you have to work a little harder.
My name is Matthew Ramsey. I'm playing the part of Duke Orsino, who is the man in Illyria, if you will. This is my second North Fulton Drama Club production. I was in Love's Labor's Lost back in the spring of 2006, as I like to call it. I love being out here. In fact, I love being out here so much that it follows me even to my land of dreams, because last night I had a dream about rehearsal. That's how much I love it. I even want to go there in my dreams, but it was not cool because I wasn't set up right, and I just kept screwing up my lines, and it just wasn't fun. Everybody hated me, and they made me leave and go home and not come back, and said, you know, screw it. We'll get one of David Morgan's infant children to play the Duke of Illyria. You know, we don't want you here anymore. But luckily that's not the case. I woke up and I was relieved that I got to come here today and still be Duke Orsino. So you should come see the show, and we will all entertain you, and it will be fun times. No, just fine. Just let it go.
Oh, hi. I'm Anna Rich, and I'm playing Sabian, and I'm having a great time. I really like Twelfth Night. It's a fantastic show. I suppose I find Shakespeare easy for the most part. I mean, there are a couple words and phrases that no one understands, since you have to go back and find out what it means, and that's a little annoying, but on the whole, Shakespeare's really great, and I've been having a great time. Performing outdoors is wonderful, except for the mosquitoes and the ants and the gnats and stuff like that, but it's been really great. Thomas and Nikki and Alyssa are awesome, and the whole entire cast is great. It's a lot of the same people from Love's Labor's Lost, and they're fantastic, and then the new people are even more wonderful. Love them. So it's been a wonderful experience, and I'm thrilled to death. Thank you.
My name is David Morgan, and I play a piratical sea captain at the beginning and a priest at the end of Twelfth Night. The thing that I have enjoyed the most out of working with community theater is dealing with people who are not academics and nonetheless care about Shakespeare and are sort of willing to read it carefully and sort of try to portray it as dramatically as possible.
Do you like being a pirate?
I do. Being a pirate, it's cool. In Love's Labor's Lost, I had more lines, but I had set piece things. This time I get to interact with people and do silly voices and be angry, and it's a little more cathartic, I think, as a process. So that's been a lot of fun. It's nice to be silly.
My name is Dory Turner, and I'm playing Maria the Saucy Wench, who is Lady Olivia's servant and handmaiden and gentlewoman, as Malvolio says, gentlewoman. And, you know, this is the first play I've done in probably a decade, and it has reawakened in me something I thought had long gone away, which has been nice. But I've never done community theater before, so it's nice to actually act with people who are playing people who were close to their age. That's a whole new concept. All the acting I had done was in high school. It actually makes it a little more believable when you're trying to get into your character, if you're talking to somebody who's 50 and actually playing someone who's 50. I I'd say I'm somewhat like my character. I do have a bit of sauciness in me, a kind of attitude, an inner je ne sais quoi, if you will. But I think Maria is even more mischievous than I am, so I think maybe the character's brought out in me. Being new to town, I've been sort of felt a little inhibited and a little reserved and withdrawn from what I've been doing, and I think Maria sort of brought out that sense of adventure in me that I thought had kind of gone away for the little foreseeable future. Does that work?
Hi, I'm Kent Eigelhart, playing Sir Andrew Ogacheek, and I am in my very first Shakespeare play. I've gotten involved in acting the last couple of years and had a great time trying to learn about myself and get the chance to tell people stories and hopefully get them to think about themselves. But acting has been a lot of fun. I really just got into it the last couple of years. This has been a blast with this play, a large cast, and we got a lot of fun things that we got going on. That's what I've enjoyed most about this, is getting to know a whole new group of people and working on both a fun piece and with Shakespeare, something that's always something to make you think.
Hi, this is Brandy White. I am playing the role of Festy or Fool or Clown or whatever else you want to call me. I am very excited to be in this show. It's taken me a lot to learn the lines and everything for Festy and all of the rhythms and all of the singing and stuff that he has to do, but I was just so excited about it. I used a tape recorder to record my other lines and to play them back with me in order to get the rhythm of each of those down. And it's just been really exciting and working on that, and people probably think I'm crazy because everywhere I go I take my little trusty tape recorder with me. I'm sitting here talking in the car and I'm talking to my tape recorder and they're looking at me like I am a fool. Ha ha ha. So that has been my staple for this entire show, and I can't wait till it all pays off and we get to be in the show next Friday. So looking forward to it.
I'm Sean Anderson. I'm playing Sebastian in Shakespeare's Twelfth Night with North Fulton Drama Club. As far as the issue of stage fright goes, it doesn't actually affect me as badly as I thought it would when I get up to perform, because, first of all, I can't actually see the audience. We normally start our performances at sundown, and the lights that are on us make it so that all I see beyond the lights is blackness, so to me it's as if I'm acting to an abyss. Stage fright does affect me probably the worst, actually, during our run-throughs, when we're supposed to be off book and I still don't remember all of my lines, and they take place with the lights on during the daytime and I'm in front of all my castmates, and because they're the only people I actually see when I'm performing, you know, they're the people who are the ones who know that I should know my lines by now. Honestly, by the time I got through all that, by the time we get to performances, I'm really just having a good time, and I'm enjoying being out there in front of the people and delivering what we've been working so hard on for the past few weeks. And I think that those four nights really go by too fast for me.
Hi, my name is Wendy Tarpley, and I play an officer and curio, not like a cabinet, but a servant, sort of. And the thing I think I like most about being in this production and being in drama club, I loved costumes when I was in college because I studied theater in college. And the costumes for this are just really fun because they're setting it in India, so we get to wear saris, and going to the sari store was lots of fun because everything there is just exquisitely beautiful. When you see people on television or in movies and stuff, you don't realize just how expensive those things are. They run, you know, upwards of $300 or $400 for some of the really fancy ones, so it's nice to be able to experience another culture, and I love shopping for clothes anyway, so it was just fun. And we get to wear tattoos and stuff too, which makes it even more interesting and authentic.
My My name is Lee Beakley, and I'm playing Sir Toby Belch. I got into acting, I guess, to fulfill a childhood dream, and interestingly enough, my foster son and his wife chose for me a Christmas gift, which was an acting class at the Alliance Theater. And it kind of spurred me to do something that I just wanted to do for many years. This was probably 5 years ago, and took the class and also had a role in a play that my church theater ministry put on. And I got the bug and really enjoyed it, and I'm very grateful to them for understanding that I had this goal and never was able to pursue it, and kind of giving me the push that I needed to do so.
I'm Claire Shadzin, and I'm playing Valentine and also Officer Number One. I really like the characters that I'm playing because they're really small parts, but we made them really, really interesting, and we added all these levels of interest to them. The Valentine and Curio parts were just messengers, but we made them have this whole personality and special costume, and it's very, very cool, and I'm liking it a lot. And I get to be mean. I get to try to be mean. Yay!
My name is Daniel Roach, and I'm playing Malvolio. I came to this audition in the first place out of an extreme desire to play Shakespeare again. The last time I did it was As You Like It, and I thought it'd be fun to do another comedy and play someone completely different. So I get to be Malvolio and basically ruin anyone and everyone's fun I can possibly find, and I find them all, and get my just desserts in the end.
Hi, my name is Amy Arnold. I'll be playing the role of Olivia in Twelfth Night. By day, I work in theater administration, so it's a lot of fun to get to come out here at night and rehearse with these guys. It's a wonderful cast, and I'm very excited to be playing this role. It's the first female Shakespearean role I've been able to play in my short acting career, and it's a lot of fun, so come see it.
The music heard throughout podcast number 6 is a track called New Delhi Breakdown by Touching Grace, available only at magnatune.com. North Fulton Drama Club's production of William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night opens on October 13th. For more information, visit www.northfultondramaclub.org.